18 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on KCAW. And hopefully standing by on our phone line this morning is our guest. Good morning. Oh, not hearing anything there. Well, let's see what we can come up with here.
Maybe I can take a minute and just introduce him as we get him online. This is Oriella, and I am so happy that we're going to be having Pir Shabda Khan come to Sitka to share so much wonderful knowledge and wisdom and practice from the Sufi tradition.
And we'll see if Mr. Khan is there. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
Yay. Morning, Sitka. It worked. It's amazing technology. We're so happy to have you on this morning. And thanks so much for joining us from, you are probably somewhere in California?
Just north of San Francisco, San Rafael, California.
All right, great. Well, Oriella is here, and we'll let her do your introduction and let us know a little bit about why you're coming to Sitka.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, Pir Shabda Khan is coming to do the retreat for us and lead the Dances of Universal Peace. And he is the spiritual director, the peer of the Sufi Ruhaniyat International, which is in the lineage of Hazrat Inayat Khan through Murshid Samuel Lewis. Like, that's a lot of people, and
it is
that people
none
probably
of,
don't know.
Them, yeah.
But the important thing is that he's a Sufi teacher who has so much beauty and love to offer and teachings, and so that's why I'm bringing him here, and music too.
Oh, okay. So could you give us a little background? What is Sufism?
It's a natural birthright, from my point of view, that human beings follow their quest or their thirst for happiness, and that the nature of the heart is what we're looking for. And so since the beginning of time, there's been a search for finding meaning and fulfillment, purpose of life. And so Sufism is dedicated to that search. And so it's from the beginning of time, and it goes from teacher to student. And uniquely, too, it recognizes that all of the great founders of all the great religions had the same message, and that there's a real unity of religious ideals. And out of that, too, came a form called the Dances of Universal Peace, and it takes the sacred phrases of all the world's great traditions, adds music to them and movement in a circle, and we sing and chant together, and it develops a lot of sympathy and affection and embodiment and joy as a relief from everyday life.
Now, how long have you been practicing this?
Quite a while, since 1969, so whatever that is.
Okay.
44 years.
Okay. We won't do the math or anything on that. But what changes have you seen, or have you seen any, in people's either attraction to or not to this sort of spiritual journey?
You know, I think the nature of the heart is to be a benefit, just like the sun shines on everyone. And when you do spiritual practice and you quiet down your own gross ego needs, you know, that you find yourself to be a fountain of blessing, and out of that comes so much joy of life. And so there's a gradual movement from selfishness to selflessness, selfless abundance.
And do you think that people are searching harder for this sort of spiritual path than they were when you first began to practice? Have you noticed a difference?
You mean, I think so. Yes, I do think so. I think, you know, we had that, you know, the hippie era, if you want to call it that, and that opened up a search that became part of everyday life for everyone, and I do see amongst the people who are practicing that it works, that they're gradually happier in life. I'm not trying to say that difficult circumstances don't arise, but your relationship to them changes. You know, life is going to be tough no matter what you do, but your relationship to life events changes, and so you can find the natural way of being joyful and being beneficial.
Can you give us a little idea of the musical part of Ariella mentioned the music, so just sort of wondering, I'm curious about that part.
Well, I play, I'm an Indian classical singer, I play 10 instruments probably, but I'll use a bouzouki, and I'll have a guitar player with me and a drummer, and so we'll provide the musical background, and then all of the people in the circle are part of the band because they're chanting or singing the song that we're singing in the form of a chant, and then on top of that, you move your body, all very simple, but once that all happens, your mind quiets down, you feel rhythm, you feel embodiment, you feel a great deal of sympathy with the people you're with, and kind of a unity and friendship and affection. So it all has a beautiful effect.
The retreat is called Wisdom of the Heart, and what is Wisdom of the Heart? What does that actually, what does that mean to you?
You can be selfish and use pride, and you could think that if I show that I'm better than you, then I'll be happy. And we use that, you know, we make the mistake, pride, jealousy, and so on. But those are failed approaches. But when you go inside and you quiet yourself down, you recognize that the center of your being, the heart itself, is always shining out. And so now you develop strength and courage and kindness and compassion, patience, tolerance, and also a sense of being in tune with the infinite, something beyond the small self. So those are the natural wisdoms of the heart from my point of view.
And Ariella's here, and she's going to give us the detail on this so that we can remind our listeners before we have to let you go.
I just want to say to my listeners in Sitka, I've never been there. I look forward to being with you and appreciating and enjoying the abundant nature in Sitka and trying to share a few ideas that will help people have more meaningful lives and happier lives.
Well, I'm sure you'll get a warm welcome here in Sitka.
Wonderful.
Yes, we have the Dances of Universal Peace happening on Thursday evening. That's at Sweetland Hall on the SJ campus from 7 p.m. to 9. And that's a free event, but of course donations are wonderfully accepted. We also have the full teaching retreat, which is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's from 9:30 to 9 p.m. on Friday and Saturday, and 9:30 to 12:30. on Sunday. So there's the ability to come to parts of it, too. If you can't come to all of it, you can come to just Friday or just Saturday or just Sunday and kind of jump in and jump in. The water's nice.
Yeah. So is there a way for people to get in touch with you if they have questions? Or
yes, there is. They can just call me at on my cell, 738-7333.
Okay, that's 738-7333.
Right. And you can... if you want to come and on Thursday night and kind of get a feel for what's happening, that you can come to the dances, and then if you want to sign up for part of the teaching retreat, you can do that evening.
All right, great. Well, you can folks out there listening can get a hold of you, and thank you, Mr. Khan, for joining us again this morning. We appreciate your time.
You're very welcome, Chris, and again, sending all my love to Sitka. May everyone in Sitka be happy.
Very nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you, dear.
And Ariella, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Chris.